Ladies and gentlemen, another blast from the past. Friend of the program, he always sends me texts, and he always calls me genius. But as I texted him back over the weekend, he calls me a genius, not to insult me, but to be accurate, actually, factually accurate. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him, you love him. Howard Eskin, Philadelphia sports icon, on the line, checking in on our first show. Howard, how the hell are you, pal?
Hey, Tony, I'm absolutely wonderful. I'm going out for a walk, and just so I'm not completely bored with my five-mile walk I do every day, I knew you were starting today, and I want to congratulate you and Harry.
Thank you.
And wish you luck from here forward. And I'm saying I saw it on Periscope, so I started listening. I like to listen to the stuff during the break. You can do that on Periscope.
Yes.
To hear what nonsense you might talk about. And you do talk about a lot of nonsense.
No, we don't. We keep it real.
That's all we have right now is nonsense.
Exactly, Howard. This is how it works. Do you leave your mic on when you go to breaks on your shows? No. We give people everything. We don't hide anything behind a curtain here. We are the same people on the air as we are off the air, just like you and I are in real life.
I know, keeping it for real, for real. and that's the best part, is keeping it for real, for real.
Now, when you go out for your walks every day, Howard, do you do in the 6-foot thing? Do you have a tape measure with you so you don't run into somebody in front of you and then they'll sue your ass and want to come after you because you got too close and you gave them the coronavirus?
Hey, Tony, because this is not FCC governed, I use body parts to make sure I'm 6 feet.
Oh, come on, man. I got to give him one of these. Now, this is the first time on the show. I got to give him one of these. You need to cut your arm off and then put your both arms off and then hold them in front of you?
That's it. That's exactly what I do.
Now, Howard, I know you've been active on Twitter, and you're always active, but the NFL announcing today about the draft and all the other stuff and people, why would anybody have a problem with these guys? The guys are going to be home. The general managers, are they going to have war rooms? How are they going to be able to do a war room with a general manager by himself making the draft picks in a couple of weeks when the draft picks are made on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th?
Well, they could use – I didn't learn about Zoom. That's how far behind I was until a couple of weeks ago. They could all have on one iPad Zoom, on another iPad another guy. They can all be connected. So that – I don't think that's the problem, and they've had weeks to set up – the boards, I'm sure. Howie Roseman for the Eagles, I'll just deal with the Eagles right now, has a board for in his wherever he's sitting and doing the draft. I'm sure Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach, doing the same thing. But here's why they started. First of all, people complain. They've got to be quiet. Come on, what else do we have? The draft is not rocket science. And anybody that complains, any team or general manager, they don't just shut the bleep up. Because it's their own fault for not doing a good enough job during the year of scouting players. The one thing I know, because I've been told by at least three general managers, all they do for these private visits is they talk to the guys and they put a video up in front of them and say, all right, how do you respond to this? What do you do in this situation? And they put up plays. And they're doing that now. With whether it's FaceTime, whether it's Zoom, and they're showing these players the video, and they're asking them to respond on, all right, how do you react to this this formation, this situation? So they're doing all the same things. They just don't get them to do another workout, which I think are really foolish, because you should have seen the player during the year. So there really are no excuses. You know it, and I know it, in what we do for a living. We need this stuff. This has created a lot of conversation. It's going to create conversation. The schedule will come out in early May. That'll create conversation. It's okay. At least that's the only sport that's doing anything. I'm totally okay with it. I'll tell you who I thought was really over the top is your boy Adam Schefter. When he said, what did he say about bodies? He says there's a carnage. He said, they're having a draft, and there's carnage on the streets, or I used to work.
Why do you wait? Why do you refer to him as my boy? I love Adam. I've known him forever. I had him on the. I was the first guy to put him on the
Everybody's
air.
Everybody's your boy.
I was the first guy to put him on the air when he was the head writer. He was the president of the Pro Football Writers Association.
And he was in Denver.
I used to put him on my national shows, and I didn't make him famous, but he was really, really good, and he's good at what he did. But you know what? Why can't he have an opinion, Howard? Why can't he have an opinion about that?
I would not use, in today's world, I'm not using carnage. Do you know how many people, whether they're sick and worried about death, or people that have lost family members because of the coronavirus, do I want to hear, well, we can't have a draft because of all the carnage out there? That's a horrible word to use. He can have an opinion, and he can feel that they shouldn't have a draft. He's probably annoyed that he can't be there. And he can't be around anybody, and everybody has a place to go in their home cities with the teams, but nobody's going to do it. But that's just it. We're going to all have to watch it the same way and then get in touch with people the same way, whether it's text, whether it's a call, probably mostly text, to find out what's going on. I'm okay with it. He can have an opinion. I don't agree with it, but I didn't like the word carnage kind of bit at me a little too much.
Just I hear you. What about Rex Ryan calling Amari Cooper a turd? What's worse?
Hey, Rex Ryan is a moron, a dope, and an idiot. All right.
Well, that's the trinity.
That's the trinity
of insults: a moron, an idiot, and what was the third one?
A dope. He's a dope too.
Dope.
He's a dope. He's got no substance. You can have an opinion, and Amari Cooper might take off games and plays, and that's okay. But when you call a guy a turd, when I watch Rex Ryan, it's boring. I mean, it's totally boring when I watch him because he fumbles for things to say. He tries to be cute, and he doesn't have, you know, it doesn't work anymore.
Did he get in trouble? I had Mike Golick on. I should have asked him, but Mike doesn't want to talk about chop like that. Did he get in trouble for that? Because he was getting torched everywhere, Rex Ryan.
Well, he had to come on in the afternoon and apologize on one of their shows on SportsCenter. I guess there was a SportsCenter show. Well, I guess it was the early evening. He had to come on and apologize. But he didn't really. It's one of those bogus apologies where, you know, he shouldn't have used the word, but. He said, but, you know, I feel this, this, and this. You know, just say, hey, listen, I shouldn't have referred to him like that. Although I do have an opinion, and he didn't quite go there. Yeah, he was told he had to come back on and basically apologize. Yes, he was. I haven't seen him on in the morning anymore either. So, you know, I know they have a limited amount of people that they can use now, and I get it. But Rex Ryan is just an absolute dope anyway. So.
well, you know, as we said, the show is going to give opinions.
Yes.
Howard Eskin calling in visibly shaken after he takes a 5-mile walk. You think he would have calmed down. He takes a 5-mile walk and he's riled up more than anybody else, Harry.
Right. Yeah, exercise is supposed to calm you down.
I know. What's wrong with you, Howard? By the way, for the draft now, none of these guys will have to go out and buy $5,000 suits. Now, will you dress up for the draft even though you're not going to be there? What will you be wearing?
Wait a minute. I've already got my suit, my tie, my shirt, my pocket square, my socks, and my Vans to match it all.
And his Vans.
Vans. Yeah. I got your Vans right here, Howard.
Yeah, I don't know. Vans, that should be an age cutoff for Vans.
I agree, man.
You know what I mean?
Nobody like, over the age of 17 30, should be wearing 30, Vans. 30?
At the latest.
I used to wear, when I first started doing the sideline stuff for our broadcast, for the Eagles broadcast, I was wearing golf shoes, and they came in different colors because the shoes no longer have the spikes. They just have them up so you could walk around. Because it's better for your back. It's better for everything. And then those companies just stopped making colors. I need colors. I need to match stuff up. I got to be coordinated.
They got to match his Beats headphones.
Exactly.
Tony.
Yeah, and I got you know what? I might put those on, too, for the draft. You know who started me on that? Well, I was wearing Beats headphones, but I'm on the NFL Network one morning with Terrell Davis, and they have a shot of me on the sidelines with the headphones. And Terrell Davis asked me, do you match up the color of your headphones with what you're wearing? And I paused for a second. I said, no, I haven't, but thanks for the idea. I'm going to start right now. So he actually, I didn't even think about that, although I have probably 15, 18 pairs of headphones in different colors and multiple colors.
Digger Phelps used to do that.
Yeah.
With the, his
you know what's amazing?
Highlighter.
I don't use headphones at all for listening to music or anything else. I just use them for the games on Sunday. But because it's an NFL event, I might have to wear them along with the suit, the tie, the shirt, the socks, the pockets, wearing the
now,
shirt.
Have you put the furs away for the winter? I mean, when, yeah. What's the actual date that you put the fur away?
Are they at Zinman across the,
they're at
Zinman, the river?
No, they're at, I used to do the commercials, not for Zinman's, for... it was a woman's name over in Jersey, in Cherry Hill.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. Too. Yeah. I know the other fur company, but it hasn't been as cold on the East Coast. I think I wore fur one time this year, and I was in three games in rain. I'm not going to wear it in the rain. So I was three games in the rain. I don't wear the fur coat in the rain, the mink coat, because it's mink. I don't wear that in the rain, but I think I had one, maybe two games where it was really cold, and I wore the mink. So, yeah, I still wear them, but we don't get as much cold weather on the East Coast as we used to.
Can you believe this is the kind of conversation we're having here with Philadelphia sports radio and TV icon Howard Eskin? People are all over the country who don't know you, Howard, are right now screaming at their radios and their portable electronic devices.
Well, I mean, the Phillies aren't three games under 500 yet. You know, I mean, the Sixers aren't headed for a second round exit.
I got one better yet. The Phillies are undefeated, my friend.
Exactly right. All right, Howard. Thanks for calling in, man. Unexpected, but appreciate the talk to you, man.
Genius, great talking to you.